马可福音第二章第一节，过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里。
A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home.
第二节，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道。
So many gather that there was no room left.Not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them.
请注意这个许多人啊，第二节说的许多人聚集，坐满了屋子的人。
Pay attention, the word are many gathered together, and so there's no room left.
第三节说有人，这个地方中文的翻译不准确，应当说有些人是多数，原来是多数，有些人加个些的。有些人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的。
Verse 3. Some men came, here's some men, not just one. Some men came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four of them.
他的英文翻译 some men, 这是个多数的人啊。有些人就是有些人带着一个摊子，一个不能行动的。然后是用四个人抬来的，这四个人可这里面已经好几种人了啊。
So here we see some men came and they brought with them only one person, a paralytic, and this paralytic is carried by four people.
第四节，因为人多，不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，就拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都退下来。
Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof about Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on.
第五节，耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪得了。”
When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
你看这个信心可以看见的，见他们的信心，可见信心一定要有行动做他的后盾。
And here we see that faith can be seen. Jesus saw their faith, and so we can see that faith, something that we can see and has to be backed up by action.
这个行动就是拆了房顶，把那个病人从上房顶坠下来，这个是行动。
So the action is digging through the roof and lowering the paralytic.
他们一定相信耶稣能够医他的病。
So they truly believe that Jesus can heal the sin.
他才肯把人家房子拆掉啊。
Heal the sick person. That's why they stuck through the roof.
第六节说有几个，你看几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说。
Now some teachers of the law, here the some teachers of the law.Were sitting there and thinking to themselves.
这是几个人，少数的几个人，有几个文士在那。第七节说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
第八节说，耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说：“你们心里为什么这样议论呢？”
Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things?"
第九节，或对摊子说：“你的罪赦了”，或说：“起来，拿你的褥子走，行走。”哪一样容易呢？
Which is easier to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven"? Or to say, get up, take your mat and walk.
但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说。
But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic.
我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。
I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home.
那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子，当众人面前出去了。于是众人都惊奇归荣耀与神，说：“我们从来没有见过这样的事。”
He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them. full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this."
那我们的圣经就读到这里。
This is the end of the reading today.
在这一段经文里面呢，讲到有五种人在聚会中间，他们的光景都不一样。
In these verses, we talk about five different types of people among the congregation, and their situations are all different.
第一种人就是许多人，好像今天我们来了不少人。许多人是指的普通的信徒。
The first one is many people, many gather around, and this refers to the average believers.
他们只是负责自己来，他没有想到别人的需要。就是自己来敬拜了就好了，这是一般的信徒。
They're responsible for coming to the service, and that's all they're responsible for. So this refers to the average believers.
但是第二种是有些人呢，他就有负担，他里面有个感动，有个负担，不但自己来，还要想到别人不能来，想办法把他带来。
And the second type is some men have the burden, they think about other people who cannot come to the service, and they help to bring these people to the service.
那么第三种是一个人，这个人可能是个摊子，有软弱，他必须人家帮助他，带领他才能来，他一个人不能来的，这是一种人，就是一个人是有软弱的。
And the third type is the paralyzed man, he is weak, he cannot come by himself, so he needs other people to help him to come.
那么他怎么来呢？有四个人，这圣经呢把他抬来，他不能来啊，抬来了，把房顶拆穿卸下来。这四个人代表同心配搭侍奉的人。
So how did this man come? He can only come because the other four men helped him to bring him to the place and then duck through the roof and lower the person.
结果主看见他们的信心，给他们医治了这个病人。
And Jesus saw their faith, and so he healed the sick person.
但是有几个人怎么样呢？是几个文士啊？文士是好像懂得圣经的，精通圣经的人。他不但不感谢赞美神，他反而议论，怀疑主，怀疑主行神迹的能力，议论耶稣怎么样可以赦罪。这是怀疑论断，这就有几个人。
And then these teachers of law, they were discussing and thinking, you know, they have doubts about the power of Jesus, whether he can really do this or not, and they have doubts and they are trying to criticize Jesus or judging Jesus.
因此这里面有五种人呢，就是包括一般聚会中间，不是每种聚会都有，可能在每种聚会中间都存在着这五种不同的人，有不同的反应。
So we see that these five different types of people, they more or less would exist in some congregation, maybe here or not, or in other congregations.
首先对于这个许多人呢、啊，就是一般的信徒。你找的犹太人呢、啊，起初的犹太人是第一世纪，他们是重男轻女。
The first type of the many gather around. We know that in the first century, the Jews they pay attention to discriminate against the female.
因此他们祭拜的时候，比方说五千人在旷野，五千人吃饱了那个五饼二鱼啊，五千是男丁的数目，女人不算，孩子不算，是算男丁的数目，他们有点重男轻女。
So when they say, you know, say 5,000 people gather around, what they meant is that 5,000 men gather around. They don't pay attention to the woman and the children.
所以有些圣经学者就解释这个许多人呢、啊。他一定是姊妹多，男的少，如果男的多就写出来有多少人了。那么犹太人习惯上，他对女性啊，好像看见好像没看见一样，对。
The people who study the Bible, they think that here when I mention many get around, it must be the majority is women because if the majority is men, most likely they would the writer would have written how many men gather together.
但事实上，当年跟随耶稣人，所有十二个门徒都是男的。他最后跟到十字架的就一个弟兄约翰，其他都是姊妹们在那里。你就看到底谁更爱主。
But then we can see that the apostles, they're all men, 12 of them, but they follow Jesus, but till the very end, when Jesus was nailed on the cross, only John was around, and the rest of women, so we can see what sex likes Jesus more.
历世历代基督徒的数字当然是非正式正确的一个统计的大约的统计，一般说起来每个教会里面女的信徒比男性比较多，姊妹比不上多。
And of all these years in church history, of course there's no formal statistics telling you how many, but we can say that there are generally more sisters than brothers.
说我们教会基督之家不错了，应该出站着唱诗都是弟兄啊。
But in homosexuality, that's not too bad, and all the guys just stood up here and sang the hymn.
有人问过一个传道人说，为什么今天教会里面就是姊妹多于弟兄呢？
Some people ask, you know, how come in churches they are usually more women than men?
这个传道人答复得很好，他说这个答案呢，应当到监牢里去找才有答案，监狱里面找。
The pastor say that, I think the answer is.In the prison, we should go to prison to find it out.
我在台湾时常去监狱里布道，你晓得监狱里面男监的数目总是比女监的多，女的犯人少，男的犯人多，因此呢，教会里面没有多余弟兄，答案在那里面。
I also not go to the prison to preach too, and I found that there are usually more men prisons.And women prisons, more men are locked up. Maybe that's why we have more women in prisons.
如果我这样下的定义，弟兄姊妹就会同意，但社会上不见同意。就说如果不到教堂啊，就要准备到监牢吧。
Maybe I can draw this definition. You may not agree with me, but maybe I can say that if we have these prisons, then men will get locked up and.Women will come to church.
因为许多人就是普通信徒了，像今天我们弟兄姊妹自己来了，算是列入第一类。但是还有第二类是更好的，他是有负担，想到有些人不能来，得给他提供一个机会，给他制造一些条件，让他能够来，愿意来，这是第二种人。
So the first type of many people get around, but the second type is better. They have the burden for other people who cannot come.So they carry those people who cannot come to the church.
那么在教会里面，有时候看看这个礼拜谁没有来啊，下礼拜就自动我们就打个电话邀请其他弟兄姊妹，不必把这个责任都给传道人，反正要顾到很多。我们弟兄姊妹每一个人负起责任来，就多多照顾其他的人，那就列入第二类了，有负担了，帮助不来的人会来，帮助不用来愿意来，这是第二种人。
So in the church today, maybe this Sunday, we'll see who hasn't come yet, and we'll think about them, and we'll give them a call. So we don't put all the burdens or responsibility on the pastor, but we will be acting like the second type of people who have this burden for other people who cannot come.
第三种人呢，就是有软弱的人，是瘫子。这个瘫子就是不能行动，行动不方便的，需要褥子拖着他。叫他用褥子拖着他的人、yeah.
And the third type is the sick person, the paralyzed person. He cannot come by himself, so he has to be carried by other people to come.
这种软弱不一定都是肉体的软弱，好像有病，很可能是灵性的软弱，就是不爱主、爱世界、体贴肉体、不体贴圣灵，这都属于瘫子这一类。
This kind of weakness may not be just a physical weakness, meaning, you know, sick or anything like that. It could be a spiritual sickness, spiritually sick, and that's why he cannot come.
然后有四个人把他抬起来，这四个同工同心合意来侍奉，这是宝贝。
And we see these four people, four persons, they work together to carry the sick person to the place.
这必须是年富力强的人。身体有足够的力量，他抬得动嘛？可今天教会我们最宝贝的，我们刚才讲同心团契、同声团契、同心团契，这些年富力强人是教会的中间呢，就是这些能够抬得动别人的人。
So we can see that these four men, since they are able to carry other people, they must be the young and the strong. And this church is maybe the youth fellowship, the young adult fellowship, and the young couple fellowship.These are the young people who are still strong and can carry other people.
我记得在台北的基督之家，我们聚会地点在一个实践堂，那个楼梯很陡，我们就碰到有些人就是行动不便的人，过去拿着拐杖来的，我们预备一个椅子台，就是一个藤子做的像沙发一样，在坐在上面，几个人弟兄把它抬上去。每次看到那个台，就想到这段圣经，那就是同心合意、配搭侍奉、解决人的问题的人，这是最宝贝的。
And in home of Christ in Taipei, people have to go up the staircase, and then you know there are people who are disabled or not cannot you know move around easily. We prepare special chairs for other people to use these chairs to carry these weak people up the staircase. So in Taipei, when this happens, I always think about these verses here, and when we can see the people are doing the same thing to carry people up the staircase to attend the service.
那么等到主耶稣看见这些人的信心了，我刚才讲信心是可以眼见的，信心不凭眼见，但是可以被看见，这是很奇妙的。
And so we see faith is something that can be seen. You know, Jesus saw their faith, the action. So it's something that Jesus can see.
这个信心啊，不一定就在那个摊子身上。这里没有讲到摊子多大心，但是那个带领摊子人扶持摊子人有足够的信心，这个信心虽然不能够直接就遗传或者影响给那个摊子，但是可以把摊子带到主的面前来，让主来处理这件事情。
Now this faith may not be in the person, in the paralyzed person, but we see like in this case the faith is among all the four people who carry the paralyzed person. They have this faith, they have the action. And it doesn't mean that this faith can be, you know, passed on easily to the paralyzed people, but at least they bring the sick person to Jesus, in front of Jesus, and let Jesus take care of him.
因此你看很多时候我们带慕道友，他根本不信，有人根本心里很多问题，有的根本是反对的，哎，你再给他制造机会，把他带到主面前来，主有办法解决他，主又接过来，你把他带到主面前，就让主有机会来处理这个事情，这是非常重要。
And also, we see today, among our gospel friends, maybe we think that you know there's no way for him to believe, but at least we will bring them to the church and create the chance or opportunity so that Jesus can work on them and can work on them.
好像这次我们在山上夏令会，我跟两对夫妇谈，他们都没有完全信主，还有一个有很多问题的了。我跟他谈的时候，他就是很有礼貌的拒绝，很有礼貌的拒绝。他不是说不信，他有很多理由，很多问题。但是我们把他带到主面前来，啊，讲台的信息感动他，他就自己投降了，我就接受主了，也很奇妙。
And like in during the summer retreat, there were two couples that I talked with. They are very polite, and they explain the reasons why they cannot believe.And, you know, they're very polite. But it's the same case. We brought them to summer retreat and let them to listen to sermon themselves. And they will be able to, you know, to give up and to accept Christ.
但是有些情形很反常，就是最后一种人，他明明看见神迹了，或者看到神的话语大有能力能够说服人了，他不但不感恩了，反而有怀疑的心，反而要挑剔论断，这种人也有，不是没有。
And then there is this last type, you know, these type of people, they see miracles, they listen to sermon and see how it can work, but they still have doubt. Instead of giving praises, you know, they would doubt and criticize the authority.
就拿这次我们在山上啊，曾英双牧师讲到，我就碰到人给我讲这些事情。
And like, you know, Pastor Zhang was giving the sermon during the summer retreat, and I've seen this type of people.
有个弟兄不是我们第一家的，他跟我讲，他说建筑这些都是真的吗？他说那个真是讲那么多死去活来的事儿，他说这是真的吗？他说我老实跟你讲，我真的有点怀疑，他有点怀疑。
A brother talked to me. He's not from the First Home of Christ. He asked me, you know, all these things that Pastor Zhang talked about, you know, going through all these struggles and all the troubles. He's asking.He's doubting whether this is true or not.
我就正色给他讲，我很少那么严肃给他讲，我就说，弟兄，我告诉你，我们传道人，什么软弱都可以， 虚假说谎话不可以。所以一说谎话就变撒旦的儿女了。我们将来怎么站在基督台前受罪？所以我说你绝对相信了，不会有人敢讲，不可能了。还有没有夸张？我说夸张，看你怎么讲法了。你形容的人家受感动，你说他夸张；他要讲平淡无奇，说他没有味道，那怎么办呢？这很难嘛。
And I told him seriously, I seldom, you know, would tell some person so seriously. I told him that we pastors, it's one thing that we dare not do, that is to cheat and lie. And if we do that, we are like, you know, acting for Satan. So I tell you, all the things the pastors tell you, they must be true. And you would say that maybe, you know, exaggerating a little bit.And yeah, there could be some exaggeration, and then sometimes you say there's no exaggeration, there's no fun, you know, it's not lively, the sermon. And, or else the other side, if you don't exaggerate a little bit, maybe it's too plain and it's tasteless.
那么我就跟他讲，我说你三十年，我过去七年中两次心脏病，你也知道，你会相信我的？他说我是可以相信，因为你没有描写的那么神奇。
And I told him that, you know, I have two times when I have problems, heart attack. Do you believe that? And he said, yeah, I believe that. And that's because, the way how you describe it is not that miraculous. So I can believe that.
我跟他讲，我的医生告诉我，开车啊，一个小时最多都停下来。啊，或者你直接去开车。我这次开车去六个小时，回来六个小时，中间呢还有休息一个小时。我觉得我也没什么疲倦，那神的恩典，你说能够相信吗？这就是事实了。
And my doctor, you know, he told me that I can only drive the max 1 hour, okay, no more than one hour. And this time, when it comes to summer retreat, I drove 6 hours one way and 6 hours back, and I take an hour, you know, break in the middle. But you see, this is all from the grace of God.
当然这没有可夸的，就是我们四圣主的人。我认为这是个享受，这对我来讲是个享受开车。因为我看到家里我的儿子啊、媳妇啊、这个女婿啊、女儿都在里面，太太也在里面，这开起来很有成就感。
And I said, you know, there's nothing that I should be proud of, except that, you know, I really enjoy driving here. I enjoy driving here and enjoy doing all these things.And also because, you know, all my family is in the car. When I drove here, I have a sense of achievement inside being able to drive.
而且一路上就想到主的恩典，一些主算主的恩典，大家交通习惯，真是喜乐的不得了，一点没有累的感觉。所以我讲神的恩典实在够用，问题是我们侥幸，信心不够。
And also when we're driving, we share, when we talk about all the grace that we receive from God,And, you know, it's very enjoying, it's fun, and it's nothing that's like, you know, suffering, drive up here.
我一件事情是肯定的，各位，我说鼓励弟兄姊妹来侍奉主。侍奉主的人，主的恩典特别丰富。你看曾牧师那样，我实在相信他每句话都是真的，一次开刀，开了七次，但有一次是多余的。
And so...We see that those people who believe in Christ, God's grace is always enough. God's grace is abundant enough for all of us. And so I truly believe that when Pastor John talked about the seven operations, and one is redundant, but all these is by the grace of God.
更奇妙什么？也有弟兄问我，他说，哎，柯先生，你不是讲过，你这次请来的讲员是解经家，所以我们的准备，哎，做笔记。要怎么样解经的原则啊？你又介绍他有本释经学，我一个节目好好接受一点培灵的信息，结果一点没有培灵，都是传福音，什么意思？他问我什么意思
？And also, you know, they said that you know before we came, we thought that Pastor John is a scholar of the Bible, and you know, so we brought out the notebook or the pencils and getting ready to understand the Bible more. But the sermon turns out to be more like evangelical.Than edifying all the Christians.
各位知道，每一届这个讲员都是我负责去邀请，我不是替我自己辩护。不错，他第一天真的是讲完，我就跟他讲，我说很多弟兄姊很渴慕听一点关于解经的。他说我告诉你啊，我真是准备好这样，但到时候我灵里的感动要我传福音，我不能不顺服，我完全懂得这个圣灵的工作，实在是这样的奇妙。
So I also share with him, you know, after the first day of the retreat, telling him that, you know, a lot of people were expecting, you know, more understanding of the words of the Bible. And he told me, yes, I prepare to give a sermon like that, except that when I arrived here, I was moved by the Spirit to change it to be evangelical. And I understand the Spirit, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
我们就要看这个结局就晓得，这整个聚会的结果，光明晓得，这实际上有神的同在。但他讲讲他个人的见证，好像没有什么培灵。但是要晓得，无论培灵能不到，要紧的是让圣灵有充分的自由，因为圣灵知道我们真正的需要什么。And
we can see from the results of the retreat, you know, he's just talking about his own experience, talking about himself, it's like nothing. But then by all these testimony, we are moved, and we can see that we have to let the Spirit to do its work.
这事实上解经的东西我们都在讲，你买一本解经学看了你也懂的，但是那些见证不容易得到，不容易听到，他亲身的经历很宝贵的。We
know that, you know, in exposition, we can buy all these books that describe, explain the Bible, and but then it's very hard to have the chance to listen to a pastor like that.
所以我们不要做第五类，对，只有几个人在那边乱断，在那边批评，他看见神迹不感谢，还有话说了，他说什么？哎呀，他说敬望的话，他怎么能受罪呢？他批评耶稣不能受罪，这个文士。
So in here we see the fifth type of people, the teachers of the law, they're saying, you know, they saw these miracles, but they were criticizing and judging and say that, how can you forgive sin? You know, only God can do that.
大家要晓得赦罪跟治病的关系要弄清楚。
But you have to understand the relationship between forgiving sin and healing.
一个病要想得医治，首先要病先得赦免，病得赦免，病得医治，这个先后次序永远要尊重，不可以颠倒。
A sickness can only be healed after the sin is forgiven. We have to understand the sequence here. Only after the sin is forgiven, then the sickness can be healed.
不错，圣经讲到每种病来源有两个来源，病基本上有两个来源。
It's true that the Bible describes that the two reasons for sickness.
在约翰福音五章里面讲到一个38年的病人，主把他医好了，医好之后主又看见他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更厉害。”
In Book of John, chapter 5, it talks about this person who's been sick for 38 years, and then the Jesus told him that you have to, your sickness is healed, don't sin again, or else it'll be more severe.
你看，你已经好，不要再犯罪，可见他的病从罪而来。好了，不要再犯罪，你的病从罪来。
So we see Jesus told him your sickness is healed, so don't sin again. So we see that the sickness is caused by the sin.
可以说每一种病离不开有罪的因素在里，多多少少都有。你没有保养护膝也是罪嘛，不保养也是罪，这都是要认罪。
So we see that a sickness, to some degree, is caused by sin. If you, you know, don't take good care of yourself, that's also a sin, you know, you should take care of yourself.
还有第二种来源是约翰福音十一章，那是拉撒路，拉撒路死了，主耶稣说这病不至于死，乃是为着神的荣耀，要使神的名得荣耀。
And the second type is and also recorded in the book of John, Jesus is telling Lazarus to get out from the tomb and saying that, you know, you have to get out. This sin is not for you to die, but to glorify God, testify for God.
可见这种病呢，它是因为荣耀神，神要使他病，然后借着病而死里面，使上帝得到更高级的荣耀，是准许他病而死。So
we can see that this death is to testify for God, is to glorify our God. So this sickness caused him to die, but it's not because of sin.
所以圣经里面有两个启示：一 病源于人的罪，第二，病源于神的荣耀，这两种。
我是有罪，我有罪的时候我一定先认罪，我想认罪就没有错，我们至少都有有形无形的罪，认了罪之后其他都是神的事情，神要救你不救你是神的事情，你罪不认的话你没有尽本分，所以我们要尽认罪。
So when I'm sick, you know, I dare not say that my sickness is to glorify God. First thing first, I would, you know, admit that I sin, and then I'll ask for His forgiveness. And I know that if my sin is forgiven, then my sickness can go away.
但我晓得主要最主要是来说，治病跟赦罪哪一样更麻烦，叫治病一句话，哎好了就好了，什么都就说一句话好，但是要想赦你的罪呀。他需要上十字架，被钉死，流了血才能赎罪。你看这是非常不容易的事情。
And now we have to compare the
治病跟赦罪
the between the healing and to forgive our sin the two importance of these things. To heal is easy just by a statement, you know, get up and walk and you will be healed. But to forgive our sins, he has to go up the cross to be nailed.Shed his blood, then our sins are forgiven. So to him, these two things are very different.
但是这很奇妙。今天呢，我们都不怀疑主能赦免我们的罪，因为他已经上十字架了。但是我们有时候怀疑他的能力能够治病。我们对于主的治病不太有信心，但对于主赦免的罪完全相信。
But today it's very interesting. You know, we believe that he's dying to forgive our sins.We all believe that, but sometimes we all have doubts whether he has the power to heal us or not. We can believe, we can have the faith for the forgiving sins part, but we don't have the faith for the healing part.
但是当年的文士相反，他们看见主医病，他没有什么稀奇，但他对于主的赦罪，他觉得不应该。你怎么可以赦罪啊？只有上帝能够赦罪，因为基本上他不承认耶稣是神的儿子。
But in those days, it was very different. The teachers of the law, they cannot believe that Jesus can have the power to forgive the sin. You know, they can believe that he can heal, but they can believe that only God has the power to heal, but not Jesus.
所以今天的问题重点在这里。我们今天要相信主有赦罪的权柄，同时有治病的能力。一个赦罪的权柄，治病能力都在他身上，相信他，两者都得到。
So today the critical point is that we have to believe that Jesus has the power to forgive our sins and also to heal us.
晓得我们几年以前在美国，这个在知识分子里面流通一本书啊，销路最好一本书，叫做《美国心灵的关闭》，在座有看过的，The Closing of the American Mind, 美国心灵的关闭。
A few years ago, among the intellectuals, this book that is very popular is The Closing of the American Mind.
它是一个美国芝加哥大学一个教授叫 Alan Bloom 他所写的。Alan Bloom 这是很有名的一个这个政治哲学家。
And it's written by Professor of Chicago, Alan Bloom.
他就讲到今天美国的问题啊，整个心灵关闭了，没有朝向神，朝向世界。
And his point is that the minds of Americans are closed today, and they are not towards God, they are going towards the world.
一方面强调自由，结果自由变成了放纵、放任，不管，没有约束，自由就无限量的自由，没有约束。
And they talk about freedom, but freedom turns out to be like indulgence, you know, people just give up.
这个自由在家庭里面起革命。
This freedom caused a revolution among families.
一般的儿女都不听父母的话。
The average children didn't listen to parents.
而父母也不敢管儿女。
And the parents dare not to discipline the children.
大家强调自由自由。
Everyone, you know,uplift freedom and freedom.
如果父母多讲几句话啊，你这个文化水准不够啊，你这个文明程度不够，你不懂得教养儿女，就是这样的话。
If the parents say too many words, then it's like your intellectual level is not high enough. You know, you don't pay respect to freedom.
但是这种情况最显明是发生在 teenager， 就是这个未成长期间的那种孩少年人。
And the situation is very common among teenagers today.
结果你看他父母怎么做法呢？
So the result, do you know what the result is?
每天早上替他女儿咖啡冲咖啡的时候，把避孕药丢在咖啡里面，孩子不要动他，给他留面子，出门叫他喝下去，避孕药在咖啡里面。
And then we see that the result is that the parents would pull in the what is the word? those pills, you know, so that they would not get pregnant. I forget the word. They would drop the pills into the morning coffee.
这对女孩子讲，对男孩子怎么样呢？偷偷的买包香烟给他口袋里，叫他宁可抽香烟，不要抽大麻烟。
And they would, you know, carefully just drop a package of cigarettes in his pocket so that they would smoke that instead of marijuana.
这种自由啊，是没有约束的自由，完全放纵、放纵、放任。而在父母也觉得我毫无办法，因为不敢说，说了就被人家批评。
So you know they do all these so that they it's like they pay respect to freedom, and but in other words, actually they are letting them to indulge themselves.
第二种是容忍，像这些容忍，容忍到后来怎么样？包容罪恶，没有是非，没有原则，容忍、容忍，不一概容忍说。没有是非原则都没有。
And the other one is to compromise and to forgive. And through all these, you know, compromising, there is no right and wrong.
我们一再强调，我们应当包容彼此，包容对的。但是对于罪，应当指出来。你这个包容他罪，我们刚刚讲，不是把垃圾啊，把它扫到地毯底下去，不对的。因为把地毯上垃圾拿出来，把垃圾先经过一种化学作用啊，把它变成肥料，这才是真正的做法。垃圾变成肥料。
And then we see that, you know, yes, it's true that we should forgive, but if you forgive all the time and you don't point out sins, and that's incorrect. It's like, you know, it's like putting all your garbage underneath the rug. That's not the right thing. You should turn garbage into fertilizer.
过分讲究爱爱爱都变成溺爱滥爱纵容，是这样，没有原则，没有立场，这是今天时代的光景。
And then we keep on talking about love and love, you know, and that turns out to be, you know, spoiling people and letting them go.
第三个就是讲民主，民主是要多数人决定啊。这个民主的多数变成怎么样呢？变成盲从、盲信，多数就是真理。他说，事实上不见得多数都代表真理。
And last thing is that they keep on talking about democracy and democracy.And what it turns out to be, you know, it's just like a crowd psychology, groupthink. Everyone is just following the crowd blindly.
结果这个做领袖人怎么样？只好讨好群众，一天到晚讨好群众，哗众取宠。哗众取宠怎么翻译？就是讲一些话让那些人喜欢，讨好他，然后让人家拥护他。
And so what happened to the leaders of this country is that they have to say all the good things to please the people.Make them happy, just to say things that they like to hear.
那结果这些这个时代观里面呢，讲主观，讲成见，什么都是主观，自己看法都对。
And we always talk about, you know, subjective thinking and talk about your own opinion.
他们有一句话叫做 "My mind is already made up. Don't confuse me with fact." 就我已经决定了，不要用 fact， 不要用事实来麻烦我。Don't confuse me with fact.就是你不要用事实来烦扰我，我已经定规就是这样，什么事实我都不理你。
And they always say that, you know, my mind is already made up, and don't confuse me with facts. So I draw the line, you know, I've made up my mind. You don't bring in all the facts to confuse me.
所以他说他的结论说什么？今天的世界只有一个方法 ，back to Bible， 回到圣经里面去。
And so his conclusion is that there's only one.Way out is to go back to the Bible.
他说教会也没有完全回到圣经，教会也讲一些世界的学问，而不好好讲神的话，也没有 back to Bible. 社会呢，要 back to nature, 回到自然里面去，不要抗拒自然。
And then he said that you know the churches they don't talk about the Bible, they you know talk about all these things in society among the people, and they say the society people should go back to nature.
他最后讲到就讲到是这个整个的问题，就像他今天是瘫痪，就像你讲的瘫痪一样，整个设计世界走向瘫痪，越来越瘫痪，没有人没有力量从罪里自己拔出来，他说只有求神怜悯，没有别的办法，整个社会瘫痪，瘫痪一样不能动。
And the result he said that is that the whole world is paralyzed, the whole society is paralyzed,
it's like this paralyzed person. The whole society cannot move forward because they're all paralyzed.
当然他也建议很多了，比方讲的他要回到希腊哲学里面去，要学习柏拉图，要向柏拉图看齐，这些我们知道，那最好的方法就是让圣灵在心中做主，他会约束你，他会带领你，他会提醒你，他也会管教你。
Of course, he brought about many other good suggestions, many good ideas, going back to the Greek philosophy, going back to Plato. But, you know, the important thing is that we should let the Spirit to work on us, to lead us, to guide us, and to discipline us.
所以我想他这个话叫做 closing of the American mind. 美国心灵的关闭，不但是美国，整个世界心灵关闭，甚至于包括教会，教会心灵也没有完全开放，没有完全开放让圣灵做工。
And so he's saying that the whole thing is the closing of American minds. Even the church, you know, they don't open their minds to the Spirit and let the Spirit work.
我们应当看这个摊子好了之后怎么样？本来他坐在褥子上，因为整个躺在地上很硬啊，褥子柔软一点，他减轻一点痛苦了。他一天到晚躺在褥子上，医好了之后拿起褥子来走了。本来套褥子，现在可以用褥子，这是给我们应当有个留下很深的印象。
And see, we see this paralyzed person.You know, he used to just lying on the mat. You know, the mat is soft, and he used to lie on the mat. But after he's healed, he picked up the mat and he walked carrying the mat.
我们的褥子是什么东西呢？我们的褥子，今天我们的褥子是什么东西？拖住我们的东西。
Now, what is the mat of today? What is our mat today?
我们都以为金钱是最好的。
We all think the money is the greatest thing.
我在节目里面多次讲到，金钱并非万能。
In my program, I point out many, many times that money is not almighty.
金钱可以买一个房子，不能买个家庭。
Use money, you can buy a house, but not a family.
家庭不是钱买，是爱组织起来的。
Family is not bought, it's built by love.
钱可以买个教堂、礼拜堂，但钱不能买教会。
Money, we can buy a church building, but money cannot buy a church.
那个教会是耶稣用宝血买回来的，那不是我们买得起的。
The church is bought back by the blood of Jesus. It's not something that we can afford to buy.
钱可以买一些酒肉朋友，但是钱不能买道义之交。
Money we can buy friends to chip and chat, but money cannot buy faithful friends.
钱可以买一些珠光宝气，但是钱不能买美丽。
Money we can buy all jewelry.But money cannot buy beauty.
钱可以买一些山珍海错，但钱不能够买健康。
Money can buy all the good food, good dishes, but money cannot buy good health.
钱甚至可以买一个肉体，你去嫖妓可以买个肉体，但钱不能买爱情。
Money you can buy a body, you know, go to prostitute, but money cannot buy love.
钱可以买张文凭，你可以买个假文凭，拿个 PhD 文凭，钱不能买学问。
Money can buy a diploma, you know, you buy a fake one, piece of paper. But money cannot buy you knowledge.
钱可以买人家拥护你，你买些钱，买些干部，但钱不能够买来尊重，人家对你真正的尊重。
The money can buy you a lot of followers, but money cannot buy the true respect of the people.
所以我们应当把这个褥子摔掉。褥子，这个褥子都拿掉，不要靠这个褥子。
So we should.Ditch this mat.
我本来是靠这个褥子，靠钱的，现在他用那个钱了，不要被钱所用。
We used to rely on this mat, but today we should know how to use this mat.
我们用钱来荣耀神。
We use money to glorify God.
用钱来使人得到好处。
We use money to benefit other people.
永远记住，施比受更有福这个道理。
We know that it's more blessed to give than to receive. We have to understand.做
快乐的人就是给，你能够给，你是个最快乐的。
To be happy person is to give.
有人的褥子是学问。
Some people's mat is his degree.
在北美这个地方也没有一点知识，真是站不住脚。
In North America, you know, without some degrees, you really cannot stand.
但是这个是褥子，你不能老是被褥拖住，一天到晚就追求这个知识。
But then this is just your mat.You should not be told by this man.
圣经说，知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心才能造就人。
The Bible says that knowledge will make people arrogant and proud. Only love can edify a person.
所以我们不是说不要追求知识。我每天还在念书，我们已经是快70岁的人，每天要读书啊。 你不读书你怎么了解世界？你不了解世界你怎么征服世界，为主而得回世界？你没有办法，要读书啊。但是读书有原则，是为多主的荣耀，为多以天父的事为念。
So we study a lot of books, you know, till 70 years old, we're still studying the many knowledge. But we can only, we're doing that because we want to understand the world, and by that we can overcome and conquer the world, and to glorify our God.
这就不是睡在这个知识的褥子上，那拿起知识的褥子可以运用，能够为主去得人呢？
So now we are not sleeping on this mat of knowledge, but we are carrying this mat and we're using this mat to conquer the world for God.
其他不论是经验，你的经验也好，你的什么才华也好，都应当看作这是个褥子。从前你靠它，现在可以运用它了，拿起褥来走了，你已经不是摊子了，你就能够行动。你不但是能听到，而且能够行道。
So today is like you don't just carry this mat. Maybe it's your experience. Maybe it's your intellectual.You don't just lie on the mat anymore, but you have to stand up and carry this mat and use this mat.
哎呀，更要紧记住，我们的主不但能够医病，而且能够赦罪。罪先得到赦免，病自然就得到医治。先后次序，永远受尊重，不可改变。
And we must also understand that Jesus has both the power to heal and to forgive our sins. He has the power to do both.
我们看到这幅图画，五种人都摆在这里，可以想想，我是属于哪一种人
？Now today we see this picture of these five types of people, and we should think about which type of people we are.
我们不能作为一个第一种人为满足哦，我就是一个普通会信徒好了，这不够满足的，不能满足在这里。
We shouldn't be just feel satisfied being the first type of people, you know, the average believer.
要做第二种人，有负担的人。有感动，要帮助别人。
We should be like the second type of people to have the burden to care for other people, to care for the other people.
也要承认我自己或多或少是那个一个人，就软弱的人，或者心灵中间软弱、灵性软弱，或者身体疾病，我们都有软弱，需要人家帮助。承认这个第二。
And we must also admit that by and large we are like the third type of people. We are weak, we are sick, and we weak in front of our God.
然后我们看到，我们愿意做第四种，这四个人那种，大家同心合意，配搭侍奉，做一个容神一人的人。
And we must also like the fourth type of people. We work together, brothers and sisters, we work together to glorify our God and to benefit other people.
永远记住不做的最后一种人，光是怀疑，光是论断，看见神迹应当感谢赞美。听到一篇好的信息，能够摸着我的心的低头敬拜，不要怀疑，不要论断，永远不做那种文士。
And we must remember that we can never be like the fifth type of people. When we listen to sermon, we see a miracle, we should bow down and give thanks to our God, and not to judge or to criticize or have doubt.
愿神怜悯我们，我们祷告。
May God have mercy on us and let us bow and pray.
主，我们今天在你面前受教，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, today in front of you, we receive the lesson from you. We give our thanks to you.
但愿你的话像一面镜子，能够照亮我们的本相。
May your words be like a mirror that can show us our circumstances.
让我们谦卑下来，承认我们是五种人中的哪一种人。
So that we can humble down and we can admit which type of person we are.
该认罪的认罪，该悔改的悔改。
If we have to admit our sin, we admit our sin. We repent, then we should repent.
该感谢赞美的就感谢赞美。
And we want to give our thanksgiving to you. We should give our thanksgiving.
该立定心志的就立定心志。
If we should make up our mind, then we should make up our mind.
好让你因着今天的信息，把我们每一颗心都得回来。
May that through today's sermon you can get back the minds of our hearts.
我们承认我们有诸般的软弱。
We admit that we have all kinds of weaknesses.
只有一个方法，让圣灵在我们心里面做主做王。
There's only one method that is by the work of the Spirit that He will be the King inside us.
让圣灵的大能大力医治我们灵性软弱、肉体软弱。
And may the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit.Heal our weaknesses.
好让我们做一个靠主刚强的人。
So that by our Lord we can be strong.
我天天靠你的恩典打美好的胜仗。
And every day, by your grace, we can win all the wars every day.
这是我们的愿望，也是我们的祷告。
This is our wish, and it's also our prayer.
求你垂听，求你成全。
As you listen to this prayer, ask you to accept this request.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.